Allow our faith to waver when we're in the wilderness. Lord, help us to be strong in you. Give us that strength in the Lord. Oh, Father, no matter what comes our way, to trust and to stay standing upon your word. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you remain faithful no matter if circumstances change. Or people change around us, you remain faithful, Lord. We thank you for that. Oh God, help us to keep our eyes on you at all times, Lord. At all times, oh God, give us grace tonight, Lord. Whatever may come down the road, Lord, for only you know what holds tomorrow, Lord, what's going to come our way. But God, we know. We know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, and help us to keep trusting you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Regardless of what comes.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, thank you. Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you.
Lord, rebuke all suicidal thoughts. Oh God, in the middle of the trial, Lord, when the devil tries to tempt us, that there's an easy way out, Lord, rebuke those thoughts. Oh God, we pray, Lord. Oh Father, show us that there's always hope and victory up ahead, Lord. Oh God. Oh Jesus. Don't ever let us succumb to that, Lord God.
Thank you.
Great is thy faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Our souls. And so, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word to us tonight, this word about looking to you and being stayed upon Jehovah as you're working, Lord, you are always working in us. We're in this process of being sanctified, in this process of being changed and being made more like you. And Lord, sometimes we admit that that process is a painful one. It's one that has us sometimes questioning where we are and what we're doing. But Father, we know we can come to you. We know that if we look to you, we can rest in you and know that while you are at work, Father, we can trust you. Lean on you. Think of that picture of the potter and making that vessel. And sometimes the potter has to start over. But it's not for us to question, Lord, because you are the potter. We are the clay. Lord, as you form us into the image and into what you want to form us, Lord, in the middle of that vessel, there's this empty space. But Lord, the purpose of that empty space is for you to eventually fill it and to use us. And so, Father, we thank you that we're in this process. And while we can't see what it is that you're doing at every single moment, Father, we know we can trust you, rely on you. And Lord, you're going to carry us through. And Father, we just praise you for that. We know that we can trust you. We lift you up. Father, we let you work. So, Father, go, work. Work in us, fill us with the Holy Spirit, and make us into that which you have called us to be.
Oh, have your way. Lord. Have your way.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, would you wake us up tonight, Lord God? Would you open our eyes, Lord Jesus, to see you more clearly tonight? Would you help us realize that we are in your very presence in this moment, Lord God? Lord Jesus, that we have access, Lord, to the throne of grace, Lord Jesus, that we would not take that lightly, Lord. Every night, every moment, Lord God, that we get to spend in prayer, Lord Jesus, that we would come boldly, we would come confidently, Lord God, knowing and trusting, Lord, that you want to give us more. Lord, shake off any deadness in this room, Lord God. I pray that you would just open eyes, Lord, of those of us that are tired, Lord, of those of us that may be just spiritually lethargic, Lord God, that we may not know what to do, what to say, where to turn, how to pray, Lord God. We're expecting you to come and meet us, Lord Jesus. Lord, that we wouldn't be content with just sitting here a few minutes after meeting, Lord God, but that we would hunger and thirst after you and your spirit and your presence in this room. That we would walk from here, Lord God, and not be content, Lord, with just leaving what happened in meeting, Lord God. That we would walk in victory, that we would walk in freedom, that we would walk with a hunger and a thirst after you, Lord Jesus. Wake us up, God.
Though my weary steps may falter, and the thirst my soul may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, spring of joy I see Jesus doeth all things well.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, perhaps we put you in a box. We've seen our situation, Lord, and we don't see a way out. We've entered spiritual lethargy. We've seen the dead end of a relationship, God. There's just something in our life, God, where we've put a limit on you, God. I pray that you would burst open the seams of our heart, God.
Yes.
That you would prove victorious, Lord, in every circumstance, Lord. You're the God that brought the Israelites out. You're the God that met David before Goliath. You're the God that shut the mouth of the lions. God, what could you do in our lives if we would let you?
Give us faith.
God, increase our faith.
Give us faith.
In increase our faith so that you might have the victory, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We believe that you're able to do it, God, and so I pray that you would increase that in our lives, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Break down walls, break down the dams that may block your flow, Lord Jesus. I pray that your rivers of living water might flow in our life, God, as they're supposed to, God.
Yes, Lord God.
We have to believe, Lord Jesus, and so I pray that you do that in every one of us.
Thank you, Jesus. Give us faith.
God, we need you. God, we need you. God, we need you. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. 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 Dear Jesus. You've heard a call, a prayer, a heart's desire, cry. From several tonight, one to wake up, not just because we've had a long day, but there are some of us who are struggling with life and the spirit, and I think it would be good for us to pray now for this grace. I'm going to ask you to stand. I shared the other night, maybe we need to pray for one another, those next to us, behind us, in front of us, roommates, workmates. I don't want to get ahead of myself. We'll be dealing with the churches in Revelation next week, but it's been on my heart these past few weeks, even in prayer retreats here at camp, and again tonight, as was prayed, the church in Sardis. Jesus looked upon that church, and he said, "You have a reputation that you're alive." Now, it seems that at some point they must have been. It seems like the world around them noticed. They had a reputation. People on the outside looked and said, there's a happening church. There's a bunch of people that are on fire for God. They're excited. They're active. They're involved. They're growing. But Jesus saw deeper. He says, what the world sees, I don't see. What used to be, I don't see. What your reputation is, I don't see. You're dead. That's what he said. Church in Sardis, you're dead. Wake up. Those were the words that Jesus used for the church. Wake up. Jeez. Strengthen those things that were. There's still a little bit, Sardis. There's still some life. There's still a spark. Strengthen what was. Jeez. Remember and return and repent. And find again the life of the Spirit. The power of the Spirit. Oh, some of you have a reputation. Some of you have had an experience. Some of you have got a name, a family name. Oh, we know that family. They've been around here for many years. They've got a reputation. They love the Lord. They serve the Lord. Maybe some of you are walking in what was. And Jesus says, I want you to have new life. You need the Spirit of God afresh now. It's not what was or used to be. It's not what people think you are. And some of you here tonight, you need to wake up. Some of you are in rebellion. and we're going to pray that God just softens your heart, brings you back. So if you just, as we hear oftentimes, it's just a slow wander. And last year, you gave a testimony before you left. And you said, I pray this year it's going to be different when I leave from here. I'm not going to lose what God did. I'm not going to forget what God did. I'm going to hold on to that. I'm not going to wander. I'm not going to backslide. I'm not going to go back to those friends and back to that junk. And you meant it. But you're back. And it wasn't different. And there's a little bit of deadness. Your heart. You need the Spirit of God at work. Maybe you're just, right now, you're just not interested. You're just gotten cold. We want to pray. And I don't know that God, what He'll do in this moment. It may not be the conclusion and the climax. It may just be the beginning. Yes. And this may be a moment where God is going to shift in your heart.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And tomorrow, and next week, and next month, as you continue your walk with Him, it's going to build, it's going to grow. The flame will intensify. The fire will burn bright.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Jesus. Jesus. So let's pray for ourselves and for those around us. Dear God, would you come now? Lord Jesus, would you shake us and wake us, O God, tonight? Dear Jesus, would you move by your Spirit? Would you bring to life that which is dead, O God? Would you strengthen those things, Lord, that are fading, that have been weakened, O God, by sin, by indifference, by complacency? Lord, tonight, would you come and wake us, Lord God? Would you fill us, O God? Would you begin to fan a flame? Lord Jesus, would you cut off all that is dead in us? Would you remove, Lord, prune and cut back the branches, Lord, the vine, dear God, that new life and new fruit might be born. Lord Jesus, would you pour out of your Spirit today upon all flesh? Lord, upon our sons and our daughters, Lord, upon our young people here, upon the children in the cottage, through the village, Lord God. Lord Jesus, guests that come, some that are older, Lord, and they've got memories of what was, and they might hobble into this room, but Lord, would you again quicken them and burn afresh in them, Lord, kindle that flame. Lord Jesus, we need you. Spirit of God, we need you to fall fresh again. Bring to us new life. Dear God, dear God, dear God. Jesus, do it, oh God. Would you pray? Lead out in prayer. Let's join together in faith. Oh God, come. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, oh God. Do it, Lord. Do it, oh God. Do it, oh God. Jesus, 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 oh God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus.
How much more are you
going to
be able to answer
them that ask?
Yes,
amen.
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God. Dear God, dear God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus, oh God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Rivers flow, oh God. Let the rivers flow, oh God. Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah,
God. Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh,
dear
God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Lord, your our cry.
Lord,
hear our cry.
Jesus,
Lord, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, 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 Lord,
cast at your feet because you care for us. Every burden that we've carried, Lord, you have exchanged for a yoke that is easy. Needs that have been mentioned, Lord, some that are unspoken, some nobody in the world knows we carry alone. Would you lift that tonight, Lord? Would you bring peace? Would you bring assurance? Would you bring joy? Would you bring confidence, oh God? We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are able.
Yes, Lord.
You are able not just to do what we ask, but to do more than we can ask or even imagine. So, Lord, tonight come and do the more, we pray. Do it, oh God. Do it, oh God. Precious Lord, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, and we will thank you and praise you, our God who is worthy. Jesus, be glorified, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully
now let's go in that peace and rest tonight, assured that he's able. Amen. 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 God bless you and have a good night. Amen.